You're on The Burt Show.
Intern Aaron, did you give us At Mike Music?
I did. It is Fergie okay. Labels or Love.
We have At Mike Music for all the interns. It's a little bit like when you go to a baseball game and they start cranking up the music for the mm-hmm. players that come to at bat. We do the same thing for our interns.
Yeah, it gets her pumped up to tell her story.
Definitely.
What school do you go to, Aaron?
Georgia State.
Georgia State.
All right. All right. Nice.
Tell us about this dude that you find very intriguing.
Well, this guy, I first saw him when I was on campus during the May semester, which is a really intense 3.5 week semester where you go, each class is about 2.5 hours every single day, Monday through Friday.
Do you call this May semester?
May semester.
Okay.
Because it's just during May.
Okay.
3.5 weeks during May. So, and I had to go out and do a man on the street story for my journalism class, which is you go out and you just talk to people, get some information, just soliciting people on the street. And I walked by this guy when I was pursuing somebody. And
Somebody else,
okay. Yeah. And he was just sitting, there's this row of sandwich shops, and he was just sitting in the door of a shop with all these piles of paper around and some stuff sitting on top of it so that it didn't blow away.
This dude looks like a student, or he looks like a non-student?
He's an older guy. I would say maybe
40s.
Late 40s, yeah. Early 50s.
Old dude.
And,
I love it when that
happens. He should be dead by that point.
She's that older.
Wow.
And I'm not entirely...
Did you see where his wheelchair or his walker was sitting, leaning up against?
No. But I'm not entirely convinced that this guy is homeless. Even though he has kind of like a gnarly beard, I think he's kind of just a hippie.
Mm-hmm.
Just a cool person. Mm-hmm. And I walked past him soliciting somebody else, and he looks up at me and he goes, "Would you like some positive thoughts?" And I said, "Well, yeah. I mean, why would I say no to positive thoughts?"
So you're just walking by this guy and he volunteers this.
Yeah.
Great pickup line.
Kind of
right.
And you know, Georgia State can kind of tend to be a sketchy place, especially where I pass him on the way to another class, which is through Woodruff Park. Mm-hmm. So it's a little sketchy over there.
What's sketchy mean? Like a lot of homeless? Or
a lot of homeless people that will solicit you for money. And I kind of get annoyed by that because I'm like, you know what? I'm a student. I have no money. I'm sorry, but bye-bye.
You should be out there with them.
Exactly. I'm like, you know what? You should give me money. You make more money than I do. Come on. But I walked past him, and he asked me if I wanted positive thoughts. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. And I was kind of feeling down that day, kind of crappy. And the positive thought he gave me was just kind of, it was on a sheet of paper, kind of like this. I've got four of them in front of me. But it just said, say things in the moment, do things in the moment so that you won't have regrets later.
So he's like a human fortune cookie.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
True. Yeah,
that's true.
That's definitely.
If you turn him over on the other side, are your lucky lottery numbers?
Exactly.
Tattooed on his back.
He could be my good luck charm. You know, maybe I'll win the lottery after this, and then I'll be able to pass out money to the homeless people.
Right.
You know, like, yes, I do have money. I won the lottery. Here you go. So, and I saw this guy again a couple days later, and he asked me again, "Would I like some positive thoughts?" And I was like, "You know what? Yeah, I would love some positive thoughts." And he was like, "Good, you know, you're one of the only people today." I think probably because a lot of people think he's soliciting for money. Like, mm-hmm. good thoughts in exchange for money.
He's never asked you
asked
for cash
me for money. Okay. No.
Wow.
And I've kind of thought about, you know what? I want to give this guy some money because he's mm-hmm. he's cool. This is really cool. Giving me positive thoughts. And the last ones that he gave me, one of them was kind of an outlier about child molestation and stuff like that. Whoa. So I'm not going to go near that. But mm-hmm. but some other ones
I'm just
were
curious
kind of,
as to what his positive thought about child molestation is.
How do you spin that?
Well, it's a quote from somebody else who studied childhood molestation and stuff like that. That it, I don't really want to go into it.
Okay.
It's weird. But
I think your instincts are right on.
Yeah.
Maybe did he put one of those smiley emoticons at the end of it?
No. Although it does kind of look like these things are typed on a typewriter. But I've never seen him on a typewriter. Or
have you ever
computer.
Seen a typewriter?
I have. I've okay. typed on a typewriter before. Right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's right. Because us old people in our 40s have used typewriters before.
But, I mean, the last ones he gave me, one was about don't live in mediocrity, you know, achieve great things, strive for goals. And another one was don't place blame on people. Place, you know, blame should be within yourself, and you should look at yourself instead of blaming other people for your unhappiness.
So every day, this guy lines up with like a stack of papers, and does he write them down? Are they in his head, or he has them like pre-prepared?
Some of them are written down. Some of them are typed. So he's pre-prepared, you know. And he's got, I mean, the last time I saw him, it was multiple, probably 10 piles of paper.
That's awesome.
Does he search for a particular one for you, or does he just hand you the next five in the pile?
He's just kind of, I mean, he reached for different piles when he gave me these four, because the first one was just one.
Mm-hmm. So he sought out specific ones for you.
I guess maybe specific ones, but he doesn't. Doesn't really know me.
What about you? Screams child molester.
Didn't you see this coming? Didn't you see the line of questioning where he's going?
Do we have to keep focusing on that one? Story.
Positive thoughts, Jeff. You need to go see the guy, and he needs to give you some positive thoughts.
You need to hang out with a guy. Maybe she was giving him that one specifically for you.
Wait a minute.
Why are you being so dark?
I'm not the one who's giving out sheets of paper with child molestation things on it.
It's positive thoughts. Stop it.
He's not.
I don't know why I'm yelling.
It's positive thoughts to decrease child molestation. Not to encourage it. Who would encourage positive?
Jeff.
Decrease
it.
Nobody.
Decrease.
Here's Ashley. Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, thanks for letting me jump in there, because he's definitely not a child molester. I'm so glad that somebody has talked about him, noticed him, because I go to Georgia State, and this guy makes my day, I have to say.
He's great.
To take the time to write down, like the one I got was handwritten, and it was a whole page, and he had a whole stack of them all handwritten, and I'm just amazed. This has got to be his full-time job. I don't know about the homeless comment or not, but I hope he's listening, and he knows how much that I appreciate him and that we notice him, you know?
And he's never asked you for money either.
Oh, no, never. And, like, he hands them out at arm's length. It's not like he gropes me and says, would you like some positive thoughts? You know, that would be different. But
So you don't get a bad vibe from this dude.
Guy. No, not at all.
I would love to know why he's doing it, you know, like what his story is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because everybody, you just never know. Everybody has a story. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a story, you know? So, like, how did this guy get to this point? What happened in his life where he decided, okay, this is going to be my mission. I'm going to touch students, figuratively, Jeff, with these positive messages every single day. That's a guy I could get curious about right there.
Well, it's probably not just students. I mean, he's in a pretty high traffic area downtown where a lot of people are passing. Not everyone is students, because there are a lot of businesses around, too. So I think he's just trying to spread the love.
When is the next time that you're in?
I will be in school on Monday.
And when is your days that you're with us are on Wednesdays and Fridays, obviously.
Yep.
Okay. Why don't you collect a couple of more positive messages from this guy?
Definitely.
Tell him that specifically our names? Will you say, I need some positive messages for my friend Bert, some positive messages for Jeff, for Wendy, and for Melissa, and then keep them apart so we can specifically read what he hand-selected for each of us?
Of course.
He's probably going to have a tougher time with Jeff, but it's a challenge that we'll put him
up to. He'll have this block, and he'll be like, he's a lost cause.
I got nothing for him.
Wow.
And then maybe we'll talk to him and find out exactly what this dude's, because now I'm all curious about it.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.